Outside the shed, it was my misfortune to encounter Drover. Where had he been through my terrible ordeal, and how had he gotten outside? I had no idea. Furthermore, I didn't care. Hank, did you hear that loud crash? Not only did I hear that loud crash, I was that loud crash. Goodbye, Drover. I'll be darned. Hey, wait a minute. I stopped and looked down at the mutt. Yes, be brief. I've been shamed and disgraced, and I'll be leaving soon. Yeah, but we didn't solve the case of Murphy the spy. That pirate was little Alfred. So it seems, Drover. I was wrong, and I made a fool of myself. Well, they got their laughs out of me, and now I'm leaving. His eyes grew wide. Leaving? You mean? Yes, Drover. I'm quitting, resigning my position. I no longer care about the Murphy case or the pirate invasion. Let some other dog have all the worry and responsibility. Yeah, but... Just then, little Alfred came out of the shed. He was smiling.
Hanky! Did I scare you with my costume?
I turned my eyes away.
Well, don't be mad. I was just having some fun.
Don't be mad? Ha! He put his arm around me and patted me on the ribs.
We can still be friends, can't we? Maybe we can play Treasure Island.
Play? Ha! No, my feelings had been shattered beyond all repair, and so had our friendship.
I might give you a treat.
A treat? No thanks, pal. Things had gone too far, and I couldn't be bribed. The boy looked up at the sky.
What if I gave you my bubble gum?
Nope, wouldn't work. The damage was just too great, and... Well, I'd never tried bubblegum and probably wouldn't like it. No. He reached into his mouth and brought out a gooey wad of something pink.
It's pretty good.
It probably was pretty good, but dogs didn't chew. He held it under my nose and, you know what? It did smell pretty good. I mean, real good. But as far as me being bribed by a piece of... I don't know how this happened, but suddenly my tongue... Well, somehow it shot out of my mouth and made contact, shall we say, with the... My eyes brightened. My ears shot up. That was bubble gum? He grinned.
What do you think?
I thought... You know, time heals all wounds, even terrible wounds of the spirit. And quite a bit of time...